The OpenAI story is getting harder to watch. Kaylin Voss, vice president of sales, resigned this week, 1 week after her direct boss, chief revenue officer Denise Dresser, left the company. When a VP leaves a week after her boss exits, you're not looking at a coincidence. You're looking at a team that was built around a particular leader's vision. And when that leader goes, the team follows. Other members of the sales organization are now reportedly considering their own departures.
The timing is the problem. OpenAI is reportedly in the late stages of IPO preparation. The last thing you want heading into an IPO roadshow is your entire commercial revenue organization hollowing out. Institutional investors are going to ask very pointed questions about sales leadership continuity, pipeline stability, and whether the departures reflect something structural, a compensation dispute, a strategic disagreement, or concerns about the company's direction under CEO Sam Altman.
What makes this particularly interesting is the nature of OpenAI's business model. The company's commercial revenue comes from enterprise API contracts and the ChatGPT subscription tiers. Those enterprise relationships are maintained by exactly the kind of senior sales leadership that's now walking out the door. Enterprise technology sales, especially at the price points OpenAI is charging for frontier model access, are deeply relationship dependent. When the VP who closed your $50 million contract leaves, the relationship risk is real.
There's also a competitive context that matters here. Anthropic, Google DeepMind, and Meta AI are all aggressively pursuing the same enterprise customers. Anthropic specifically has been making strong inroads in regulated industries, financial services, healthcare, legal, precisely because enterprise buyers want stability and accountability. An OpenAI that looks internally chaotic heading into its IPO gives competitors an opening to poach relationships that should be locked in.
The smart home assistant story is a useful counterpoint to the relentless hype cycle that surrounds AI announcements. A comprehensive assessment published this week found that AI-powered smart home assistants across the major platforms remain unreliable in meaningful ways a full year after their launch with much fanfare. The specific failure modes are instructive. Context retention across multi-turn conversations breaks down. Complex multi-step home automation sequences fail at rates users find unacceptable. And the natural language understanding that demos beautifully in a quiet lab environment degrades substantially in real home acoustics.
This is the gap between benchmark performance and deployed performance that engineers talk about and marketing teams don't. In a controlled demo environment, current AI assistants can seem almost magical. In a real kitchen with background noise, a toddler, and a question that requires understanding what happened three sentences ago in the conversation, the failure rate climbs sharply. The assessment found that roughly 34% of complex multi-step requests, things like set the bedroom thermostat to 68, dim the lights to 40%, and remind me in 2 hours to check the laundry, resulted in partial completion or failure.
What's interesting from a product design perspective is that the companies building these assistants know about these failure modes. The problem is partly computational, edge device inference capability versus cloud latency, and partly a training data problem. The scenarios people actually use smart home assistants for are messier and more contextual than the clean query response pairs that training sets are typically built on. The honest answer from the industry is that another 18 to 24 months of iteration is needed before reliability matches the promise.
Which creates a trust deficit that's very hard to recover from once it's established. Consumers who have had a bad experience with smart home AI, lights that didn't dim, reminders that didn't fire, thermostats that did the opposite of what was asked, develop a habit of not trusting the system, which means they stop using it for complex tasks. Which means the usage data that would help the model improve doesn't get generated. It's a feedback loop that punishes early deployment.
There's a lesson here for every technology company that's watching the AI wave and thinking about how early to launch. The OpenAI VP of sales situation and the smart home reliability problem are actually related. Both reflect the pressure to ship and scale faster than the underlying technology can support. And both have consequences that are easier to create than to fix.